I'm Patrick Smock. I was on the board of directors of Marriage Equality Rhode Island when we were working towards the passage of the bill back from like 2006 through 2013. But I'm also an advocate in the gay and lesbian community.
In your view, where do you think things are at here?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that Rhode Island and New England in general is an oasis in this in the country, in that we have very progressive laws, we have very progressive protections in the law for LGBT individuals. So therefore, a lot of the things that might be happening outside of New England may not be actually affecting an individual in New England until they travel outside of New England. To back up a little bit, when we have marriage equality in Rhode Island since 2013, what that did is it extended all the state benefits to Rhode Island. It wasn't until the Obergefell decision in 2015 by the U.S. Supreme Court that said that all jurisdictions had to allow same-sex marriage, and that also applied all federal benefits to same-sex couples.
And when you describe Rhode Island as an oasis, what perhaps have to fear when they move outside of the region?
Well, you have to know that Rhode Island is one of the first states in the country and one of the only states in the country to allow to put sexual orientation and gender identity and gender expression into statute as protected classes. So that, number one, makes us a very progressive state, but also protects all individuals within the state.
Are there other areas that you think we could improve?
Overall, I think that just by educating ourselves, to get the information out to individuals about how the change in marriage equality changed lives of people and made them full participants in the civil authorities. So I think, you know, I think that's number one, and I don't think that ever should stop. I also think that protections for our transgender community need to be, while they're in statute, I think that those protections need to be advertised, and I think that the community in and of itself needs to be aware that there are avenues to go if they feel like they've been discriminated against in Rhode Island.
And when you say that marriage equality changed lives, what do you mean?
Well, first of all, and for me in particular, it was the opportunity to marry the man that I loved. And it was, I never thought that that would ever happen in my lifetime. So I owe a big debt of gratitude, like then Governor Chafee and all the sponsors of the bill in the House and the Senate, and then the leadership of the House and the Senate to allow the bill to go forward, to have the final vote, to get confirmation. So, I mean, that to me is the number one thing. Now, other things, I mean, while we tend to think in terms of financial benefit or social benefit of the individual, I myself am now able to have my husband on my health insurance without paying a penalty. It, just things like that, that straight couples or same, different sex couples had the opportunity all along.
Where'd you get married?
Here in Rhode Island. We had a nice little cocktail party over on the east side. Yeah. My husband and I, we actually have been together for now 16 years. And we've been married for, we're going on, this will be our fifth wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
Thank you.